Welcome to Growing Up Chatham, a podcast that focuses on the current happenings in Chatham County. I'm Tiffany Hancock from North Carolina Cooperative Extension, Chatham County Center, and today we are excited to have Katie Taggett from the Chatham County Emergency Management Operations as our guest. In this episode, we will focus on severe weather, specifically highlighting storm preparedness and the necessary steps to take when a tornado warning is issued in your area. We appreciate you joining us today, Katie. So, Katie, can you tell us a little bit about your role with Chatham County Emergency Management?
I am the Emergency Management Specialist here for Chatham County Emergency Management. I predominantly handle the Hazardous Materials Program, but I also handle a whole lot of other hazards planning up here for Chatham County.
When is the best time we should start to prepare for severe weather? And what essential items should we keep in our vehicles, at home, in case of an emergency during severe weather conditions?
Planning is, you know, now, is because it's hard to plan for something in the middle of the event. I always tell people, if you know that there's going to be severe weather coming in your area, go ahead and make a plan for when you're at home, whether you're at work or you're in your vehicle. Because when a big disaster happens, we always say the first 72 are on you. Because when a really big incident happens, we're working with very limited resources, trying to get in, rescue people who may be trapped, trying to get a bearing on what's going on before we can start bringing in extra people and extra resources to start distributing. So making sure you have 72 hours worth of provisions for your family to keep at home in the case any of emergency happens is a good option. But, so generally speaking, for supplies, we always recommend 72 hours worth of provisions for every member of your household. So that includes food and water, clothing items, and toiletry items. Multiple ways for light sources, whether it be oil lamps, tea light lamps, batteries for flashlights, headlamps. And if you have children, you know, things that you may need for your children, whether it be like car seats, formula, any kind of special oddments for your family, medications, any kind of first aid supplies for your pets, because some people accidentally may forget about having supplies for your pets. I know a lot of families will also have like little camping stoves, little propane burners to help cook food. I know personally, I keep a go bag in my car that has, it's a old school book bag that I don't use anymore. I keep an extra set of clothes in there. I keep some water bottles in there. I keep a couple cans of food. I keep a tiny first aid kit in there. Basically, in the event of a dire situation, it's already in my car. I've got some kind of supplies with me, flashlights, batteries, any kind of thing you would need, like at home, just like in a little go bag. I even keep a spare blanket and pillow in my car. Any kind of like a little kit that you can keep in your car for emergencies like this, or just any kind of general emergency would be good. If you go to the store today and purchase a first aid kit, that's going to have the majority of what you're going to need. At that point, and this is what I did, I initially would purchase one of those bigger first aid kits, kind of go ahead and already see what's in it. And then I would figure out what do I need for me. So that's when I would include like the additional trauma shears or the tourniquet or the what extra medications that I know I would need, or what kind of additional creams or ointments, whatever the case may be for you. But starting off, you can get one of those basic first aid kits in the store, and that can at least get you started, and then you can add to it.
Many people rely on electricity, especially those who require oxygen. In the event of a prolonged power outage, what are the options for these individuals?
Like if you have folks in your home that are dependent on like any kind of medical equipment, especially for power sources, it's always good to try and have backup options. Like if you have to like evacuate your home. But I will say, at least for Chatham County residents, we have a program called Safe Chatham. It's a voluntary program. It's a confidential program. What you can do is you can submit a form to us and it stays just here with Chatham County Emergency Management folks and released to certain first responders in the event of an emergency happens in your local area. We'll already have a record of, you know, if you're oxygen dependent, if you're, you know, if you rely on generator power. So we can go ahead and make contact, make sure you're okay, you have what you need. But also if something happens in your area, I can tell another first responder, hey, go check on this home, make sure, you know, what's going on here, make contact with somebody. So we can go ahead and start pre-planning so those kind of resources either A, get to your home, or B, get you somewhere that has those adequate resources. So I always encourage residents who may have those kinds of needs, sign up for Safe Chatham. It's free, it's confidential. So there's multiple ways you can sign up for Safe Chatham. You can do it online. You can just Google Chatham County Emergency Management, Safe Chatham. There'll be a link you can click on that goes to our website for it. There's an online form that you can fill out, and it automatically comes to us. If you need assistance with that, or you can call in straight to our office, and we can, you know, walk through the form step by step, fill it out that way, or you can just come to our office, and we can sit down and fill it out with you and kind of get you what information you need so you can be in our database. Like I say, it's a confidential thing. We do not release any of that medical information. And that's also a way for us to make sure that we're keeping track of who may need additional help in the times of disaster.
And you can reach out to Chatham County Emergency Management to help complete the form if you should need it. And that number is 919-545-8163. And again, that's the Chatham County Emergency Management. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And again, that number is 919-545-8163. If you find yourself traveling in an unfamiliar area and you receive a tornado alert, but there are no safe locations to seek shelter, what options do you have?
Like if you're involved in a tornado warning situation, you're driving down some road or some area, and you're able to seek shelter somewhere, obviously that's your first line of defense. Go somewhere, seek shelter in a sturdy structure. But if you're unable to find a sturdy structure, your vehicle is not safe. If an actual tornado is on the ground, it will toss a car like a toy car. Generally, the National Weather Service always emphasizes to abandon your vehicle and go into a low-lying ditch area. And then cover your head with your hands. That's generally you're going to be your best option if you are in a situation like where you cannot seek shelter anywhere. Don't go under overpasses. Don't seek shelter there. That's not a good option. But the first line of defense is if you are in a tornado warning, whether it's a area you're familiar with, not familiar with, find a sturdy structure. And if you're not able to find a sturdy structure, the next line of defense would be to abandon your vehicle and go to a low-lying ditch.
So where is the best area in the house to go to if a basement or storm shelter is not available during a tornado?
So generally speaking, if a tornado warning is issued and you need to seek shelter, obviously, lowest level interior, away from windows, away from exterior walls, and have something to kind of cover your head. I have little helmets at home, so if I'm seeking shelter in my bathroom, yeah, generally closets and bathrooms or hallways are the safest places in, you know, at least a single-story structure. If you live in a multi-story structure or home, the top floor is not going to be safe. So you need to seek shelter in a low-lying area. If you have a basement, that's going to be your best option. Keep windows closed because there's always this misconception of if you open the windows, it equals it out. It actually does not. It creates a more dangerous situation. So lowest level, most interior, away from windows and away from exterior walls.
If there is damage to your home, like a tree has fallen into it, and power lines are down nearby, should you remain indoors or go outside, considering the presence of downed power lines?
If you're in a storm situation where a tree's falling through your house and you need to exit the structure immediately, as soon as, you know, you got some kind of structural damage, whether it's through a tree, pole, whatever the case may be, that structure is no longer stable. If there is any kind of power lines down, you need to treat all power lines like they're live, no matter what people may tell you, and keep a healthy distance from them, but it's not safe for you to stay in that structure. You know, you're unable to get out, or there's power lines down, immediately call 911 so we can get the proper resources out to get you out. But generally speaking, as soon as any kind of damage occurs to the structure, it's not safe.
D during natural disasters, people are wanting to help their fellow citizens. Is there a volunteer group in Chatham County that does volunteer to assist citizens during a crisis like a natural disaster? Or these groups can provide search and rescue operations for first aid or provide temporary shelter if your home is impacted by a natural disaster?
So there are various types of what we call volunteer programs or organizations, ranging from local CERT teams, so that's community emergency response teams. There's a bunch of volunteers in a local area, so if something happens, we can rely on them to help, especially because they'll know the area very well. They'll know the neighbors. If they're unaffected, they can come in and kind of help. And each CERT member will have a various level of training, whether it be in basic first aid or certain kind of things that we utilize them for. The CERT program now, it's for all ages, children and adults, so all can get involved. On a much larger scale, there's organizations like the Red Cross, Baptist Home Mission, that we can call on if things are, like, if it's a big regional disaster, that they'll come in and they'll help assist counties as well. But there are different organizations that have different specialties that they come in and help during disasters.
Does Chatham County offer an alert system where citizens in Chatham County can receive alerts about incoming severe weather or other emergencies that may impact the community?
We have Alert Chatham. It's a free service that you can sign up for, and you can select alert types, including severe weather alerts. So if for some reason your TV's out, you have no power, or you don't have a NOAA weather radio and you're signed up for Alert Chatham, if a certain type of alert happens in our county, it will automatically get pushed to you, because I know growing up in a rural county, we didn't have as many options. And sometimes all we had was iPods or our local alert system. So having multiple ways to receive emergency alerts is a very good and a very beneficial thing to have for your safety. Yeah. So kind of similar to our Safe Chatham program, you can Google Chatham County Emergency Management Alert Chatham. It will come up with a page, and there's multiple ways you can sign up for Alert Chatham. You can click on the link on our website. The program itself is called Code Red, but we always say it's Alert Chatham for us. You go in and you'll make your account for your home, fill out what information you need for your family or how you want to receive alerts, what kind of alerts you want to receive. You can do it. You can download the Code Red app and do it through the app, or you can give us a call and we'll assist you in signing up for Alert Chatham.
And if folks want to contact emergency management to help them with Alert Chatham, they can call 919-545-8163 Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 p.m. Katie, I appreciate you sitting down with us and talking to us about severe weather and how to prepare, and also giving us information about Safe Chatham and the Red Alert program that you all offer. So again, folks, if you want to reach out to the emergency management team, you can go to the website by Googling Chatham County Emergency Management. You could give them a call, 919-545-8163, and they will be happy to assist you. Thank you for tuning in to Growing Up Chatham. I'm Tiffany Hancock for North Carolina Cooperative Extension, Chatham County Center. You can catch the interview with Katie Taggett on our YouTube channel, so go check it out and give us a thumbs up. And if you have not subscribed, do so today. To find us on YouTube, just search NC Cooperative Extension, Chatham County.